chair and go one-on-one. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance, where Tennessee turns to us.
On August 23rd, Titans wide receiver Mark Mariani suffered a compound fracture of his lower leg on this punt return against Arizona. Mark was immediately rushed to the hospital, where surgery was performed right away in order to stabilize the leg and avoid infection. So, how's Mark Mariani progressing from his surgery? Let's ask him. Mark Mariani, welcome to Titans All Access.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad to say the rehab and the healing is going real well. I'm in there every day training and working hard and hitting the rehab with the guys in there. So it's going really well. I think I'm a little bit ahead of schedule, which is always good. I do have a long ways to go, which is a bummer, but I'm looking forward to continuing the progress and getting back out there.
What's kind of the next step in the process that they're telling you?
You know, the next step, you know, is just picking up speed. You know, just to start jogging and to be on one leg right now is a little too much of a push. And I think that'll come in the next, you know, week or so. I do a lot of pool work. And so, you know, I've been on one leg in there doing some heel raises and stuff. So just the stabilization is coming along. And, you know, next will be hopefully out in the bubble and getting back on the field and catching some balls and hopefully starting to jog here before too long.
So the bottom line is the progress is good.
Yeah, it's going very well. I mean, I'm healing quickly and doing well. And, you know, for the first month, 6 weeks, it's so frustrating because you can't do anything. You just kind of lay there and do ankle flexibility. But now I'm picking it up. And today I had a bulk of work that took me, you know, forever. So it's awesome. I'm loving it. And they're putting me to work and they're grinding on me. So it's really good.
This is your first fall without football since when? Can you remember?
I can't even remember. It's been forever. Probably my redshirt year of college. But still, I was out there every day and grinding with the boys. And now I'm watching from the sidelines. So, you know, I think, to be honest, mentally it's been harder than it has physical. Just, you know, having to be on the sidelines on Sunday and all you can do is try to keep the guys' spirits up and get the crowd going. Not where I want to be, but glad to be a part of it. And, you know, the organization has done an awesome job keeping me a part of it and getting me involved off the field and that kind of thing. So I really appreciate that. But it's been tough on Sundays to watch the boys and not be able to help out on Sunday.
Without football, what have you been doing to occupy your time?
You know, well, like I said, the training room takes up a lot of it, which is it's a good thing. But, you know, my family's been around a lot. I got some great friends that I've been able to spend time with. You know, you know, in our line of work, we don't have weekends in the fall off. So I'm looking forward to doing a little hunting and stuff later this fall. And, you know, just kind of, you know, enjoying the downtime a little bit, relaxing. But, you know, a lot of my time is occupied getting better and doing little things to make sure I'm on pace because I have one main goal, and that's to be back out there come May starting OTAs.
One thing that you have done this fall is on Thursdays. You've been on the radio on our flagship station in Nashville, 104.5 The Zone. Really enjoy listening to you. Are you thinking broadcasting is something you might like to do during and then after football?
Well, I'll be honest with you. That was one of the things that I was, you know, started out with, like, hey, that'll be an hour that I can fill my time and get out of the house and do that sort of thing. And now it's one of the hours that I look forward to every single week. I love the guys out there, Brent and Clay and Blaine. And it's an awesome time, and I'm getting a lot of great feedback from the community and the listeners. So it's real cool. We have a good time, and you know, every Thursday from 5 to 6, I really I enjoy it. And so, you know, I don't know if I'm good at it or if I'm just a good BSer or what it is, but I really enjoy it, and it's something that I look forward to.
Team's having a bit of a tough time right now. What's kind of your advice to teammates going through this difficult period?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, and you know, the hard part is there's guys that have a lot of pride and, you know, a lot of motivation and a lot of determination, and it's hard when you go out there and you don't really mesh and that sort of thing. So, you know, we saw it on Sunday. It was hard in all phases of the game, and so when it's all phases and it's, you can't just pinpoint one thing, I think it's just a mesh deal. We just need to come together better. And the hard part for me is, and I say this on the radio every week, is that when the bottle of our, you know, how much potential we have, once we open it up, We got a lot of weapons on offense and defense. We got young guys flying around everywhere. So if we can put it all together and utilize the potential we have, I think we're going to be dangerous. And I'm, you know, I'll feel sorry for the people that stand in our way, but we haven't been able to do that yet. And I, you know, every week I'm looking for it because I know it's there for sure.
When you got hurt on August the 23rd, and we heard they were taking you straight to the hospital, our first worry, the fans' first worry, was that your career was over.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're going to let that happen. Is it safe to say you're telling us right here you're playing football again?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Laying on the field in that pain, a lot of things go through your head, and that was for sure one of them. You know, I didn't know, and all I knew is that Dr. Elrod was down there just, you know, torturing my leg, whatever he was doing, setting the bones on the field. And so that definitely scared me. But it turned out I really lucked out. I just, my bones gave out first, and so I just broke my bones. No ligament or tendon damage, no joint damage. And so really it'll just be a timetable of when I can get back to 100%, and you know, it'll be baby steps. And when they shut me down, it was like, you know, we're going to just progress as you progress, and you don't have to be ready till May, but I can tell you right now that I will play football again. And you know, that's my daily motivation is I hate standing on the sideline on Sunday. It's not where I want to be. And if there's any, you know, better place that you can figure that out is watching the game on the sidelines on Sunday, because that's the biggest motivation I have right now, because that is not where I want to be.
We can't wait to see you play again. Mark Mariani, thanks for joining us on Titans All Access.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. This is awesome.
More coming up on the show when we come back, actually. Derek Morgan, Wired for Sound. Stay tuned.